إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، أما بعد. إخوتي وأخواتي في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the book Manhaj al-Salikin by Shaykh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. The Shaykh says, وَإِذَا كَانَ بَعْدُ الْوَرَثَ حَمْدًا أَوْ مَفْقُودًا أَوْ نَحْوَهُ. He says, if some of the inheritors or some of the heirs happen to be hamlan, an unborn baby, or mafkudan, or a missing one, or nahwa, or something similar. He said, Amilka bil ihtiyat, you would try to act bil ihtiyat, that is by being on the safe side. وَوَقَفْتَ لَهُ إِنْ طَلَبَ الْوَرَثَ قِسْمَةَ الْمِيرَاثِ. And you are going to keep something for him. In طلب الورثة قسمة الميراث. If the heirs, they request for the sharing of the bequest. عَمِلْتَ مَا يَحْصُلُ بِهِ الْإِحْتِيَاجِ. You do what is on the safe side. عَلَى حَسَبِ مَا قَرَّرَهُ الْفُقَهَاء رحمهم الله تعالى, based on what the scholars have established. May Allah have mercy on them. The scholars, they talk about what we call mirathul hamd, that is the inheritance of the unborn babies. When we say unborn baby, what this means is that when somebody dies and they have a pregnant wife, what is in the womb of the wife? We are not sure. Maybe the babe in the womb or the unborn baby is a male or a female. We know that if the unborn baby is a male, it's supposed to inherit twice what a female inherits. Or we say is supposed to inherit what two females inherit. And The unborn baby may also happen to be twins, maybe two boys or two girls. So you can't really tell. If it is confirmed that the pregnancy is already present at the time of the death of the one who is bequeathing a bequest, such a person may be a father or may be a brother, for instance. You know that one can inherit from one's brother and from one's sister. So the baby in the womb may be a brother or a sister to the one that is late. But it must be confirmed that after the time of the death of that person, the unborn baby is existing in the womb. It's existing in the womb. That is the formation of the zygote, so to say, has taken place. How this is like. So it should be known. And this may be known if the baby, for instance, is born 36 months after the death of that person. It shows that what the pregnancy has already occurred at the time of what? Of his death. This may be known apart from being the pregnancy. And don't forget, when medically, when they are doing the pregnancy test, they come from when the menstruation stops. That is not Islamic. So the Islamic is what? One of the Islamic is the formation of the zygote. How this is clear. So when they are saying the pregnancy is so and so, theirs may be longer than that of Islam. So the most important thing is that it must be confirmed that the pregnancy has already started living in the womb as at the time of the death or before the death of the creature. Are you with me? Then, if this happens, let us 6 months. If the baby is delivered 6 months after the death, that confirms it. At times it may be longer than that. Medically, once the pregnancy is going to a year, so they become what? Disturbed. They want to operate such a pregnancy. So unto them they believe that anything above a year, so the what they call the placenta, so to say, will not be able to they become weak and things like that, so they want to operate it. But can a pregnancy live in the womb more than a year? There has not been agreement between the scholars and the doctors. So to them, they believe no, it cannot go beyond a year. Why? There are cases of people who had their pregnancy for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. To the extent that some people said when a child was delivered, the child already had what? Teeth and the like. So cases that were witnessed by people. And what you see and what they say, you know, and that was why Sheikh Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, at a point in time, invited the doctors that they should go and research more on this matter. So but later he discontinued it because he felt that maybe they are attached. What this doctor sees, for instance, may influence what another doctor says. And at the end of the day, they say it's not possible. Whereas people are seeing things like this. So in the past, there are cases like that. Even up to today, some people are still witnessing things like that. So some of the doctors try to say, for you to say somebody is pregnant for 2 years, no, that person has a problem. So which leads to what? The swelling of the stomach or the belly. So they are counting that to what? Pregnancy. But in actual sense, pregnancy has not started. So it was later pregnancy started. So if those people want to count, they count the time that what they have had was this problem with the maybe womb and the like that has led to the swelling of their belly. So these are some of the explanation they give to things like to them. They believe maybe, or let me say to some of them, that it cannot exceed a year, and that's why once it's becoming 52 weeks or so, they try to watch maybe carry out CS in order to rescue the baby. But in the Sharia, according to what the scholars are upon, it does not matter. All right, it's after 2 years or after a year, as long as the unborn baby has been conceived before the death of the person. That's condition number one. Whether it comes at least 6 months after, or maybe it comes years later, as long as it is confirmed that what the pregnancy has been conceived before the death of that person, this must be confirmed. Condition number one. The second condition is that the pregnancy must be delivered. Not just delivered, but there must be istihla. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that if the hamlu is astahal al-am murrit, if the hamlu, the pregnancy, the unborn baby, if it does istihla, murrisa, it will be made to what? Inherit. It will be made to inherit. Are you with me? So, what is the meaning of istihlal? Istihlal may mean to cry. Istihlal may mean to sneeze. Huh? Istihlal may mean to make several movements. But if it's just a movement, not several ones, that is not counted as what is to learn. So, despite the fact that such a pregnancy was conceived before the death of the bequeather, it is not going to inherit because it does not do its to learn. Huh? And if it does istihlal, and it was not conceived before the death of that person, it will not inherit. Are you with me? So you can't say the pregnancy belongs to somebody who is dead, who has not slept with the woman, which is wife. He never slept with the wife before, the pregnancy. That is, the pregnancy was conceived after the death of the husband. Definitely somebody else has slept with her, not the husband. So it must be proven that it was the husband that really slept with her or that had a pregnancy or be proven. If that is proven, then it must also be proven that the pregnancy, when delivered, it cries. Or it sneezes, or it makes several movements before it's dead. That is, if a pregnancy is delivered and it cries and it dies after that. So that pregnancy is going to inherit the bequeather. How to display? So no, they are both dead now. They are both late. But it is confirmed that its own death, that is the death of the pregnancy, comes after the death of the father or the bequeather. How this is clear. So these two conditions are important. Now, how many years will it be in the womb? Jesus said, there is no consensus or agreement on that, particularly between the doctors and the scholars, or even between the scholars themselves. Some will say 4 years is the maximum. Some will say 2 years is the maximum. Some will say 9 months is the maximum. So there is no agreement among the scholars of faith themselves. So not to talk of the doctors. So that is one aspect. وَإِذَا كَانَ بَعْضُ الْوَرَثَةِ if one or two or more of the inheritors happen to be unborn أو مفقودًا or مفقود, somebody that is missing أو نحو or something like that. So are they going to share this? Are they going to share this? The father is dead. He leaves behind the heirs. Among them, a mother with her unborn baby. A mother with her unborn baby. We don't know if the baby is male or female. Is the baby twins or not? We don't know. What should they do? If they can wait, all the eggs, if they can wait till the baby is finally born, with this, it will be easy to share the bequest. But then some of the eggs may insist that no, we want our share now. Are you going to delay it? Because the baby in the womb is not yet born. In that case, you won't delay it, but you will treat the matter as if we have what? We have different cases. You treat the matter as if you have what? Different cases. Like a case, if the baby is a male, you share that. You treat the case if the baby is a female, you share that. That is, you share it on paper, so to say. If the baby is twins, boys, you share that. If the baby is twins, girls, you share that. If the baby is twins, male and female, you share that. How many of them are there? How many do you have? What about 4 or 5? So some scholars said all these things are too tiresome. So maybe you just take, if the baby is two boys or the baby is two girls, take whether the baby is what? Two boys, two girls. So if it doesn't happen that way, that means you later return whatever is added to those who are supposed to get it. If it does not happen to be the way it has been explained or the way it has been shared. Now there is this تصحيح المسألة بس بجود. So I said the حساب الفرائض, calculating the فرائض is the most difficult aspect of فرائض. علم الفرائض أو فقه الفرائض, just understanding it, this will take what? Two thirds, one third, half. This one is easy. But when it comes to, okay, we have what? Somebody will take half, half. And somebody will take what? Maybe 1/6. Now it's more than a whole now. So I'm going to share this. This is what is where the issue comes. Then, when we talk about the issue of how to relate with this aspect of Alhamdu or the Mafkud or the Gharqa, or we talk about Munasakat, all these are what the most difficult aspect of it. But it is good that we understand and know this, particularly those who have the knowledge of mathematics, it will be easier for them to know this. Now the Sheikh says, how mafkuda or mafkud? Mafkud is a missing person. A missing person. Who is considered to be missing is somebody that you cannot tell whether the person is alive or dead. Once you are sure that the person is alive, it's not considered mafkud in the Sharia. Somebody travels out of Nigeria, you know he has traveled to UK, for instance, or to America, and you've not heard about him for years. Is it mafkud? It's not mafkud. As long as what? You know that the person is what? Is alive. Even if you do not see him, don't call him mafkud. So mafkud is somebody that you are not sure whether the person is alive or dead. You are not sure whether he's alive or dead. That's mafkud. If you are sure that the person is alive, even if you don't see him for years, it's not mafkud. And if you are sure that the person is dead, it's not mafkud. So mafkud is somebody you are not sure whether the person is alive or dead. That's mafkud. Now somebody dies, and maybe there is a mafkud. He himself maybe is a mafkud. How are you going to relate it with his inheritance, his property? Are you going to share it? Sorry, somebody is mafkud. Somebody is mafkud. Are you going to share his property or not? Are you going to share the property of mafkud? Why can't you share his property? After 4 years. Okay. Now, after 4 years, the first question is, somebody is missing. Can you share his property? That's the first question. If you say no, why? Because we are not sure he's dead. So, and if the person that is dead that you share his property, and you are not sure that he's dead, so why share his property? At the same time, you are not sure of his what? His life. So, why won't us share his property? When somebody is dead, we share his property. And this person now, you are not sure that is there, is alive. So scholars will now differ of this. How do we relate with this person, with his property? How do we relate with his property? Some scholars have said, okay, we should look at it from the angle of the type of is missing. You know, some people, if somebody boarded a plane, for instance, and we learn that there is a plane crash. Yeah? So, and let's assume, for instance, that the person's name is not reported to have been among those who died in the plane crash. Huh? How do we relate to that? We learn that there is a plane crash, and when they are talking about those who are involved, his name isn't among. And maybe it's the same plane that reported. How do we relate to that? Do we say most likely this person is dead or not? Maybe there's a plane crash, people will be burned to ashes. Most people will be burned to ashes. So, how are we going to relate here with this case? Can't we say the person is dead is more preponderant, or is preponderant that the person is dead, than saying the person is what? Is alive. Huh? So in a situation like this, the Hanabila, they are of the opinion that it is 4 years. You wait after 4 years, the property can be shared. After 4 years, the wife can do idda and remarry. And this is based on an asad from Umar radiallahu anhu, which Al-Bihaqi recorded, and some others. A man among the Muslims during the time of Umar was going out to observe Salatul Isha. On his way to the masjid, he was captured and taken away by some jinn. So the man was with them for 4 years until a group of jinn who are Muslims came to fight that group of jinn who are kuffar, and they took some people as captives. They took up some jinns as captives. This man was among the people they took as captives. So the man said, they looked at him and said, "You are a Muslim. You are not supposed to take you as a captive. So it's either you go with us, or we lose you, you go back to your people." So he said he would prefer to go back to his people. So they released him. But before he went back to his people, the wife had gone, and the family had gone to complain about his missing. So the wife was told by Umar radiallahu anhu that she should wait for 4 years. After the completion of 4 years, she came. Umar asked her to go and do idda of 4 months, then the, which is idda to wafat. After the completion of 4 months, 10 days, the woman remarried. So that coincided with the time that the man was released by the Muslim jinn. On getting to his house, he discovered that the wife had gone. And the wife was married to another man. The man was so angry. "Why did you do this?" So the man went to Umar the Lani to say that his wife had been married. Umar descended on him, saying, "What's wrong with you people? You will live for years, leaving your wife." The man said, "Oh Umar, inna li uzra, I have an excuse." "What is your excuse?" He narrated the story. So Umar said, "Okay, what do you want to do now? Do you want to take back your wife, or you leave her and you take what the man that you paid to her?" So the man said, okay, we'll leave her. Since she was remarried, that he preferred that, and that's why scholars say if something like this happens, it is the previous husband that has more rights, because the act of nikah was not broken by him. So it was terminated for a reason by the authority. So the authority will give him what? The allowance to take back his wife. The only thing that he will not be able to sleep with her until she has done what? Idda. So that it will be confirmed that the womb is free. Then he can take her back. He can take her back. But the man decided to let the woman go. So he took the mark that the woman offered him. So, based on this fatwa or the qadha of Umar, so the Hanabila said, if one happens to find oneself in a situation like this, where it is most likely that the person is dead, then 4 years, 4 months can be applied. 4 months, four years, 4 months, 10 days with respect to the woman. Then 4 years for those who inherit him or her. How this is clear? Why is something that the missing is not something that likely means death? Like somebody who travels to America, for instance, but we will not hear about him for years. We will not hear about him, nobody speaks with him, and he leaves request behind. So, what are we going to do about that? He travels normal travel, so not hear anything about him. Can we take that as if what he said? So the Hanabila said, in a situation like this, the people will wait for 90 years before his what? His property will be shared. 90 years. So they believe that he can't live more than 90 years. That is when his own property will be shared. And if somebody dies among the family, for instance, if they are sharing something, they will be sharing between his death, it's not death. They will share it, it's death. They will share another one, it's not death. So they will not do what the kind of what they call share group. With that, they will give some people maybe less than what they are supposed to take ordinarily. So he, when he comes back, they will take that if he's alive. And if he's not alive, so they will give those that they've given it to, give them balance. How this is going. You know, it's similar to that of the pregnancy too. Is it correct? The same thing. Now, some of the scholars said 70 years. Based on what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A'maru ummati, bayna sittin wa sab'in." That is, most of my ummah, their years, lifespan will be between 60 and what, 70. "Aqalluhum man yajuru dhalik." So very little of them will go beyond 70. So okay, let us take 70. Some said 60, some said 75. So all these things do not have clear evidence. What about that for 4 years? That one appears to be what? Something with clear evidence. Because we must give the fact. However, some scholars say that of Urban is an ijtihad too. Today, it can be confirmed more quickly if someone is dead or not. Now we have phone calls and things like that. We have telephone, we have so many things that with which we can detect if somebody is dead. So both for the wife and for those who distribute the inheritance, that this should be left in the hand of the Kohen. It is the Kohen that will decide. Some women, for instance, they cannot bear not having what? Sexual intercourse more than a year, for instance. They will be discouraged. So asking such a woman to wait for 4 years before she will not do enter and remarry will be something that will be too serious for her. So that way some scholars say this should be left to the cause, the way it was left to the cause, that is Roman. Roman was the one that decided 4 years, then 4 months, 10 days. With respect towards that particular woman. So the Kudot in every society and every time should also be allowed to watch, to take decision on that, that we shouldn't impose the fatwa or the Kudot given by Umar at that particular time on people. So this is the view of some scholars. And in Saudi Arabia, they use things like this, that is, we refer it back to the Kudot to decide. Why in some places they use the fatwa of the Kudot of Umar, that if it's not something that is, if it's something that we are sure that that person is likely to have died, it's preponderant that he's dead, then just after 4 months, sorry, after 4 years, the bequest can be shared. Then the wife does enter or 4 months, 10 days after the 4 years is complete, with that she can marriage. So as I've said, so the matter is a serious matter. But how are they going to distribute or share it? So the afterward is going to be what, plus or minus? That if they share it, I think what is alive. If it's one to also receive, for instance, a man dies now and he leaves behind two sons. One of them is missing as at the time of his death, for instance. So are they going to share it? Are they going to give all the bequest to one son and consider one to have been what? Dead. Or they are going to share it between both of them. So the two cases will be done. The condition as what is dead, that will be one. As if what is alive, that will be one. Then they now watch, do the adding of both mas'ala. With that, they will be taking part of this, taking part of its strength. So if the person suffers, so that means they give him what they are supposed to give him. And if he does not suffer, what they have kept will be given to, the remaining will be given to the one that has taken part of his own. I hope it is clear. So they do things like this. So if that one is given, for instance, his own half, and the half is kept. That one is given his own half, the half is kept. That is thinking the half will go to the other person. If it comes, the half is given to him. If it does not come, the remaining half is given to the other person that has already taken half. Half is correct. And if there are more than that, so this is the way they do it. So, and that is what the author is referring to here. Said, وَإِذَا كَانَ بَعْضُ الْوَارَثَ حَمْلًا أَوْ مَفْقُودًا أَوْ نَحْوَى حَمِلْتَ بِالْإِحْتِيَاطِ. You do ihtiyat. You try to be on the safe side. Try to be on the safe side. you not delay the sharing of the bequest while the other person wants his own share. And you won't give him, you won't treat that person as if the pregnancy is not alive, it's not your event. By giving the other, those other people everything, when the pregnancy now is born, we will have nothing. So with that, you have denied the pregnancy, it's our own words, inheritance. So you do it in such a way that, okay, let's assume this pregnancy is alive. You are supposed to take this, okay, take this, but you are supposed to take this alive. How do you explain? Then if it's not alive, you are supposed to take this. You are supposed to take this, but it won't give you, thinking maybe it's what? It's alive. So if it's not confirmed that it's not alive, then... So before sharing, they've not affected it. But at times it may be what? It may be more complex than this. So the author does not dwell much on it. Then that of Al-Mufqud. He said it's with ihtiyat that you also do that the way the scholars have established and explained it. So inshallah, we start with subhanaka allahumma hamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Now the questions. Someone has asked, and I think that's another question that we have there, which is, what's the maximum period of time that the woman can stay without her husband or her to be married? So a similar to that is that the woman whose husband travels abroad and has been living there for about 10 years without looking back.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Continue the first question has been answered in the course of the lecture. So this ordinarily should go back to the Qadi. But if you do not have a Qadi, then they can take to that Qadi of Umar. That was 4 years, so we can stick to that. So Allah, so she can remarry after 4 years and 4 months, 10 days. She can remarry after 4 years, 4 months, 10 days. But if they have a party that make it quicker than that, so it also puts. No. Then a woman whose husband is abroad and is not speaking with her, she's not hearing from him, and she's sure that the man is alive. So if she's not, she can no longer wait, she can send him, she can send him a message requesting for khulu, or she takes the matter to a Sharia court where the marriage will be terminated, and with that she can do the idda and she will marry if she wants to be married. So Allah.
What is the correct opinion of Prince Zakat on Salah?
Now paying zakat of salary, there is something like it's called zakat of salary, which has been said by some people today. Among those who are saying it, it's not for everybody. People like Al-Qardawi and others who are of the opinion that there is zakat on salary, they use the gold standard, not the silver standard. And when we are talking about the gold standard now, we're talking about 2 million plus. So somebody who earns 2 million plus, 2 million naira plus on a monthly basis, So, and that person, after taking out his expenses, accommodation, feeding, and the likes, so what is left is up to the soul. Means that person will be earning which amount on a monthly basis. So somebody is earning 150,000 naira or earning 100,000 naira. Even according to people like Cordon, money is not the category. It's not the category. Because maybe the money that he's earning is not up to his expenses. Maybe he's still borrowing money. Then one man comes out to say you should pay the car on money that is not enough to even take care of his so, but the blunt truth is that there is no zakat on the money until a year has gone on it. So if somebody takes, let us any, because most scholars, the Fiqh Academy, the Lajna Daim and the likes, they are people that use silver standard. And when we want to go by silver standard now, we have around, let's say, 200,000 naira. That a year goes on, you pay 2.5% of it. You pay 2.5% of it. So, today, a year must have gone on the money. I hope it's clear. Those who are saying that zakat on what? On salary, those who, they are, most of them, they pay more gold, not silver. And those who are saying there is no zakat on salary, most of them, and not all of them, most of them, they are of the opinion that it is the silver standard that you use. So when you want to go by the silver standard, you have 200,000 naira for instance, that a year goes on. It is zakat. It doesn't matter whether it is your salary that you have kept. As a year gone on the 200,000 naira that you have at home, 500,000, 1 million naira that you have at home. What matters to them is that you kept the money that a year has gone on. Whether it's your salary or not, that does not concern them. But for somebody to say to collect salary, you have to pay the cost of the salary that's incorrect. So we are in Nigeria here, some people, particularly in Lagos, some who are always saying, even if what you collect is what is small, you have to pay what the tax on it. Even if what you get, that is, you must prepare your mind that you pay what zakat on your salary. So this is not correct.
Finally, inshallah, someone asked you, what is the ruling on leaving one country due to the state of insecurity and economic problems? And this one is due for two or more people to contribute money to buy a ram for any security.
Namaz, for two people coming together to buy a ram for Eid al-Adha, that is two different families or two different persons coming together to buy a ram for Eid al-Adha, this is incorrect. So one person for a ram or one family for a ram. Two families can come together to buy a ram. That is to say, okay, these two people are those that have slaughtered this ram. So that will not be correct. It is camel or cow that two people, three people, four people, up to seven people can come together to watch, to slaughter, and to get the reward of slaughter. The reward of what? Slaughter, they get it. But as for the ram, it is for one person. But it's one family. So one family. So cow, a family can do that, two families, three families, up to seven families. Which one is better? Camel or ram? That is one family slaughtering a camel and one family slaughtering a ram. To the Malikiya, they believe it is a ram that is better. But Most scholars will believe in what? In the camel, based on the hadith that the one who comes to Juma at the first hour is like the one who has slaughtered the camel, who has sacrificed camel. That shows the one who slaughtered camel has more reward. Because he mentioned camel, cow, like that, till egg. That shows the sequence of the reward. So, in a nutshell, two people can't come together to slaughter the ram. But in the family, they are a family of 10 people. They can slaughter. That is the edge, or the one who has slaughtered among them will be the one that will be recorded to have slaughtered. But other people can also benefit from the reward, not the reward of slaughtering. How to describe? Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when slaughtering, you say what? This is for Muhammad and for those who are unable to slaughter from among his ummah. That is, they will benefit from the reward. They will benefit from the reward. But not that they are sharing the slaughter. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam slaughtered. And the reward will also go to his immediate family, will go to other people as well. How does this work? So Allah alayhi. Subhanaka Allah wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu
ilayk. Question of direct to the chair.
Okay.